Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be praying for you from Israel, from the Holy Land. It has been so amazing so far, and I really don't even have words to talk about it, but it's been such a blessing to actually walk in the places where Jesus walked, to touch the places that Jesus touched, to see the history of Israel, to see the history of the kings and the judges and the Canaanites and everything that's written about. It's all right here and I'm standing on it. And that's so crazy. And anyway, so really excited to be able to have the privilege of praying for you from the Holy Land. We are in Matthew 3. We're going to finish up Matthew 3, verses 13 through 17 in the English Standard Version, the ESV, and this is what it says. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord Jesus, as I was preparing my heart for coming to Israel, one of the books that I read reminded me of a really important truth. And it was that you said these words before your son did anything. There was no miracle in Cana, which I just drove through today, which is super funny because they actually have like wedding wine from Cana that they sell here. So it's really funny. But he hadn't done that yet. And there had been no testing in the wilderness yet. In fact, the next thing that happens is the testing in the wilderness. Jesus had just lived that obscure Nazarene tecton life, which tecton means a worker, someone who either worked as a carpenter or a stonemason in the town of Nazareth. He consented to be with his parents for that period of time and learned through obedience, through the things that he suffered. Jesus, I'm grateful that you did all those things. And I know I just talked about you in the third person, and now I'm talking to you personally, but the humility that it must have been to come to this world as a baby and then to work in your father's business before you worked in your real father's business later. But this is what's so interesting to me, Lord, is that you were pleased with him before he did a single thing. And Lord, when you see us, you see your son. And so you are pleased with us before we've ever done anything kind or good or right. And Lord, that just kind of threw me for a beautiful loop, that you love me before I do anything. Whether I do something great or something terrible, your love for me is complete. I am your beloved daughter in whom you are well pleased, not because of me, but because of what Jesus has done. And so, Lord, would we just, I pray you would help us to settle into that truth today, that we are your beloved children in whom you are well pleased. Before we even had words on our lips, before we even crawled, before we walked, before we talked, we were called your image bearers. We are your children, and you've called us before the foundation of the world, which is just something I can't understand either. And you are well pleased with us. So many of us battle these feelings of shame or feelings of regret or feelings of I'm not enough or feelings of I don't measure up to that person or this person or that person. And so, Lord, the truth is you are well pleased with us because when you look at us, you see Jesus, and Jesus was perfect and amazing and loved. And so, Lord, help us to rest and nestle into that today, to settle our hearts into that, to realize that we are outrageously and beautifully loved by you. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you could leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher, you know, a little 5-star review, that'd be so awesome. It just helps more people to understand and see and find the podcast. And it's been interesting because a lot of people have been finding it through Google. They've just been Googling praying every day, and then this comes up, which is cool. So if you want to say a quick prayer for Pray Every Day, that would be awesome, that it would get into the hands and the ears and the ear pods of those who need it. I would greatly appreciate it. Have a great day as I sign off from Israel.